Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome to the show.
Say cheese.
Cheese, cheese.
Cheese, please, Louise.
I love cheese.
Happy National Cheese Day.
I got nothing here but cheese.
Ooh, cheese.
You don't eat cheese?
I am lactose intolerant.
Well, sorry, today's not your day.
Well, maybe tomorrow.
This is the cheesiest
show ever.
Everybody, here we go.
Hey, better, better, better. Hey, better, better.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
There you go. Smile. Say cheese.
I know it.
National Cheese Day today.
Yeah.
Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our producer Morty. Show number 1901 today. The countdown to show number 2000 is on.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I had a few people yesterday who said, you got to remind me.
Yeah.
When your 2000th show comes up. You
big
know?
Show.
Yes,
big show.
Yes. What are you doing? I said, well, we got all sorts of, I can't give it away now.
Lots of stuff in the works.
Can't give it away now, yes.
Thursday morning, it is 6:09. Most importantly, though, it is June 4th, and that means we are opening up the city.
Yeah, it's a lot of them are open. Some of them open in a few hours. Yeah.
I know a couple of places downtown open at 12:01.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Earlier this morning.
Yeah. There should be no problems at all with the amount of people that were crammed in there.
Wow.
Though I did see the dancing girls, you know, up on the platform wearing their masks.
Nice.
So that's, yes, I saw a bunch of video out there. This morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to see. That's
well,
for sure.
You know, like you said off the air, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to see how this works out.
Yeah, and hopefully people will be smart. You know, please do. I mean, whatever it means to you to be careful.
And if you're going back to work, good for you.
Yes, yeah.
Just and, be careful.
Yeah. And yes, people need to get back to work. Of course. My
God. Good to see that.
Yeah.
Sunshine today, again, excessive heat warning, high 108. They say high of only 102 tomorrow, but it starts to get windy tomorrow right through the weekend.
Yeah, of course it does.
Nothing on Tuesday, Wednesday, or today, but
nope.
Friday, Saturday,
nope.
And Sunday.
Nope.
It's going to be windy. 81 now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is a sad story. A boy band you might remember called Dream Street. They had a member named Chris Truesdale. He passed away after contracting COVID-19. He was 34 years old. Jesse McCartney, who was also in Dream Street with him, kind of paid tribute to him yesterday on Instagram. And in part of that, he said he had an explosively charming personality with boundless amounts of talent. Had a way of drawing every eye to what he was doing on stage. A couple people on Facebook Live remembered this band. If you were probably about 35-ish or under, you would have known this band. But
okay.
Yeah, really, really sad. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter made a graduation video for San Dimas High School near L.A. Dropped a bunch of Bill and Ted references.
Okay.
That is the school they went to in the movies, of course. And, of course, they're supposed to be working on another one. Hopefully that will be out soon enough. Morty, they're working on it. One of Morty's guy crushes, Keanu Reeves. And, boy, this one got lost yesterday in everything else that was going on. Alicia Silverstone. She told the New York Times in an interview that, she still bathes with her 9-year-old son, Bear.
Oh.
My son and I take baths together, and when he's not with me, I take a bath, and it really feels nourishing and very comforting. But she and her son still bathe together. I don't know. Just my opinion. Maybe 9 years old, a little too old for that, but okay.
At what age do you cut that off?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know. I don't know, Mom. When do you cut that off? I don't know. Fourth grade? Fifth grade? Junior high? I don't know. It's
Mom, if you're listening this morning, at what age do you cut off the bath time with the boy?
Yeah, and follow up. And B, is 9 too old? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I don't have kids, but seems a little, I don't know, if nothing else, crowded. How about that, maybe? It's a little crowded, that's all. Oh, that is
depending
my take.
Depending on the size of your tub, of course.
Yes,
so.
That's right. It's my take for now, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada. Switch to Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. Visit choosehpn.com.
Well, in entertainment news, Alicia Silverstone is 9 years old too old to still be taking a bath with your son.
Yeah, because her son still takes a bath with her, and, you know, she says it's great. Michael says, yeah, 9 years old. Uh-uh, way too old to be bathing with your mom. It's creepy as heck. What if dad was doing the same thing? He'd be locked up.
Uh-huh.
Although I'm sure her son's friends are jealous, you know, Stacy's mom.
Yeah.
That's icky. It's
I know
so
our grandson
icky.
Who just turned 8,
yeah.
Ethan.
Yeah, exactly.
Even now.
Yeah.
He'll slam the door shut if
right.
he's going to change his clothes
yes.
or something.
Yes, that's a sensitive age.
And I'll knock on the door.
Yeah.
And I'll say, hey, it's Papa. Stay out.
Yes.
I'm changing.
Yeah. You're learning things, and, you know, at that age, you're slowly learning about yourself, and, yeah,
even if he's in his underwear, I walk in.
Yes.
Papa or Nana.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah. After about, you know, 4 or so, now it's been a while since I've been that age, but those are private parts. Everything's private. Don't come in. Jeez.
It was funny, though. He got in the pool yesterday or the other day. And he's walking down the steps and got to that one area.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And kind of covered.
It's
little
cold.
Tingly down
yeah,
there.
It's cold.
He just looked at me like, are you serious,
yeah,
Papa,
things
really?
Are, things, yeah.
Oh, you're yeah. right, though. That's about the age.
Oh, jeez.
So, it is creepy. Tom yeah. Petty, Free Fallin'.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Very entertaining.
Exciting.
Funny, and it's entertaining.
Lots of fun. On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be saluting graduating seniors of the class of 2020 throughout the next couple of weeks. So if you want to submit your graduating senior, all you have to do is go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. And our first graduating senior salute goes out to Ashley Davidson. She graduated from Las Vegas High School with high honors, and during her high school career, she was president of the National Honor Society, played flag football, involved in theater and gestures.
Okay, very
congratulations
cool.
Congratulations to Ashley Davidson. Big
cool,
senior
nice.
Salute. And again, if you want to salute your graduating senior, all the details on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, you had mentioned Bill and Ted.
Yes.
They addressed some graduating seniors with a message.
Yep.
And here's what they had to say.
Hi, I'm Alex Winter.
Hi, I'm Keanu Reeves.
And together we are
Wild Stallions.
And we know it's a tough time right now and that you're having to do this virtual graduation. We want to wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2020. Well done.
San Dimas High School football does roll.
Rules!
But most importantly, we wanted to tell you to be excellent to each other.
And party on.
Yeah, party on. Party on. I wish they would have done it as Bill and Ted.
Yeah, I know. I know. That would have made would have meant more, that's for
I
sure.
I think so.
Yeah, I know.
But on the
I
flip
know.
Side, are graduating seniors familiar
yes.
with Bill and Ted?
Yeah, well.
I mean, how long ago was that movie out?
Well, it's been quite a few years, yeah. that's for sure. But I think it's still pretty iconic. I think that's still a pretty iconic movie.
And sorry about that. I did it backwards.
Yes, I know.
That.
You
I,
did.
You know what?
I know. Like, wait, whoa.
Morty's not here in the studio.
Oh.
And so things got a little screwed up. But there's the message from Bill and Ted for you graduating seniors this morning. Fremont Street Experience.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I don't know if we want to talk to as many people going back, getting ready to go back to work today as we would tomorrow, first
yeah.
thing in the morning, like, how was it?
Right. Because some people haven't even gone back to work yet. So,
right.
You know? So probably, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if people have gone, I don't, if you went last night at midnight, I don't know if you're hearing us this morning, but if anybody did go, because a lot of them opened at like 9 this morning, some of them opened at 7 this morning.
Downtown.
Right around now.
A couple of places opened at 12:01.
Yes, yeah, a few places did, yeah.
But our phone number, 702-739-9636, you can talk or text, that number is same, you text to that number or give us a call. We'd love to reach out to you, or you reach out to us, or pick up, and we'd love to talk to you. But tomorrow, I think, would be better, because that way they got a day under their belt.
Yeah, yeah.
How'd you feel about it?
Right.
A little different, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, the stuff that I saw, a lot of it didn't look that different, just in all the video that I was watching. some masks,
yeah.
You know, but more by the employees than the people in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not seeing, like, partitions and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw that all over the news.
Oh, didn't see it at all. I was just watching Station Casino's video, and nope, nothing. Didn't see that. Not at the slots, that's for sure.
Wow.
I'm just not seeing it, but, you know,
maybe
I'm sure
we're watching two different things, because
you know?
I saw a lot of plexiglass stuff going up.
Okay.
In between gaming
still,
and
still looking to see it. Now, a lot of them even showed on the news last night. They moved everything around, so it's really spaced out, but yeah, I'm just not seeing. I don't know. It doesn't look that different to me, except for masks.
Okay.
But, you know.
Well, 702-739-9636. If you want to reach out this morning, but tomorrow for sure.
Yes.
To get an idea. And people are lighting up the phones. Hold on for a second. Mike and Carla, hang on for a second, because I don't want to lose these people.
Right.
As we do a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, even if this killed me. I didn't know I'd been doing it wrong my whole life. If you brush floss, use mouthwash. That's generally the order that you do it in.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's all wrong.
Oh.
It's all wrong because they say now the best way to do it is to rinse with mouthwash first, then floss, and then brush. Because if you rinse with mouthwash at the end, then you get rid of all the fluoride from your toothpaste, and you don't want to do that. So
rinse, floss, brush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I usually floss before I brush.
Uh-huh.
But, you end with mouthwash to be all fresh. But no,
right.
They say don't even do that. Some dentists are even saying don't rinse, period, after you brush your teeth. It's like, wait, whoa, what? I'm all pasty. I can't.
Been doing it wrong all this time.
It's stupid. I thought you can spit it out, but okay. According to a new study, so before the pandemic, the average person was spending about 17 hours a day looking at screens. Since quarantine began, that's up to a little over 19 hours and 6 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's larger than the number of hours you're awake. And here to just top it all off. The average adult will spend 44 years staring at screens.
Like TV, their phone, stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, we're looking at them all morning.
Yeah. Got three right here.
Yeah. You know, if we start looking at that, there's 10 hours. There's 5 hours, 25 hours a week right there. So 44 years, people.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. And it's called cushioning, and many millennials are doing that with their relationships. It refers to keeping options open and flirting with others so that you have a backup plan if your primary relationship doesn't work out. You got something to fall back on, which I think we've all had that, and it's all been called something different along the way. But it's called cushioning now.
Cushioning.
So I know a lot of people are listening going, I think I'm doing that. I think I'm cushioning.
I think I cushioned yesterday.
Right now,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. There you go. Yes. Well, you know what? Check under that cushion. See if there's a little change. Put that in your pocket before you go. You know what? What is it? It's Thursday, by golly. Few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
You know, we had talked earlier. Maybe it's tomorrow we ask people who had to go back to work or going back to work, and it's nice to see.
Yeah.
With everything opening up here in Vegas today, what that was like. So tomorrow we'll do that. But a lot of people texting in who went out.
Yes, absolutely.
Earlier this morning and late last night.
Yeah. Janet said, my husband went at 3 a.m. to sunset. There were three people at the table games. No partitions. The slot machines were open, but there were just less chairs. So, you know, you could still gamble. You could still play them, but there are no chairs together. One chair for just a little cluster that they were at. Now, somebody else said, we went down to see Fremont Street Experience and their light show. It was like the pandemic never happened. There were so many people down there waiting to go in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this was probably the D I know that opened up.
Yeah.
She said it was exciting, but it's also very scary. It will be interesting to see what happens down the road. So,
man, I could have sworn I saw some news footage.
I looked up the Bellagio. Now, this is before they opened, though, and they were showing at the table games there. Anyhow, they have sneeze guards.
So
that's good. And it looks. I can't tell if they're dividers between the chairs,
right?
But it looks like it just goes, around the perimeter of the or the half right. perimeter.
Anybody else? So. Did you go out already? How'd you feel about it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to hear.
I usually wake up feeling great in the morning. It wakes me up the right way.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 96.3 KKLZ.
So today is the day everybody's been waiting for here in Vegas, as well as people, who come to Vegas on a regular basis.
Right.
With the strips opening up on the strip, up and down, various casinos, downtown. So tomorrow we thought, well, tomorrow we'll talk to the people who work there because you get a day under your belt.
Right.
How was it? Mm-hmm. Did you feel good about going back?
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yeah, yeah. Katie said, we also went to Sunset, and it wasn't that busy, she said, but I was amazed that nobody was really... wearing masks. And she said, I'm not here to judge, but I chose to wear a mask. It did smell pretty good in there when you first walk in. Everything seems very clean right now. The cigarette smoke. Yeah. The existing cigarette smoke is gone, at least for now. So, yeah.
So we wanted to talk to people that went out.
Right.
Late last night, early this morning already. 702-739-9636. John, you said you saw a video of people downtown.
Yeah,
lined up.
When the doors opened, they were all just pushing in like it was Black Friday morning sale.
Yeah, that's what it looked like at the D, actually.
Yeah.
Man alive.
Nancy's on the phone. Go ahead.
Next door, the Dottie's next door. The parking lot was full this morning at 4 o'clock.
Kicking this morning. Couple was arguing in front like the pandemic never happened.
Crazy.
It was great, yeah.
Like the good old days.
Yep, it sure was, Mike.
Sorry, Nancy. Go ahead. What happened?
Well, my friend and I went last night to the Alianza. Boy, you should have seen the people there. We were like, wow.
Yeah.
It's like more people were there when it was normally open. We had fun. I won a little, lost a little, but
good.
I didn't see a lot of Plexi guys. There were two machines together. They'd have one seat.
Right.
Two machines were on. Before they shut down, they had the machine off. But now the machines are on, so you just pick which one you want to play.
Okay.
It was interesting, but I brought my own hand sanitizer, so I was wiping my using it a lot.
And did you have your mask on? Did you wear your mask?
I had it on, and then I took it off. I was like, I can't stand those things.
Yeah.
I always tell people.
Some people had them on, and some people don't. So I'm like, if not everybody's wearing them, what's the point?
I guess my thought on masks is, I guess if we were told all to wear one in the beginning, this would not even be nearly where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah. And then again, I also think of like my sister-in-law is a nurse. Your daughter is a respiratory therapist. They wear them for 13 hours a day when all's said and done.
I know. You're breathing in your own breath. It's like you're asphyxiating.
I know. Tell surgeons that.
Yourself.
Yes, I know.
All right, Nancy. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nancy.
You too, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
We had an issue at the microwave second floor. John's not in the room right now, but he's aware there was an issue. He just doesn't know what it was.
No. I put in my little cheesy scramble.
Yeah.
And I put it in there, and it needs 3 minutes, then another minute. And it shut off, and I went over to check on it. Well, it had been taken out by none other than John Schaefer. He said, I just took it out. You can put it back in. And he put his breakfast sandwich in that stinks really bad. It smells so bad. And took my food out.
And then left it out.
Yes.
So you don't even know how long it was out.
No.
So you had to put yours back in to reheat it up. And
yeah. I had to feel it. Now it's a little cooler. And do you take somebody else's food out of the microwave?
That's the question this morning.
Yeah.
Do you it's like being at the laundromat.
Yes.
Do you take somebody's laundry it might be done? In the washer.
Right.
And that's the only washer that's available. But there's stuff in it, but it's off.
Do you take it out? Right.
So you can put yours in, or do you wait?
And I know you've had to do laundry at the laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in San Francisco, I had to do that.
Yeah.
And that was like a huge dilemma for me. I would spend like hours waiting for somebody to come back. And some people, they'll just let it sit till they decide to come back.
Or something's in the dryer. You're waiting to use a dryer. They're all going except the one, and it's just sitting there. Is it okay for you to take stuff? So here's our question. The jury of public opinion.
Yeah.
Given this situation, was John right to take out Carla's food, set it aside, heat his up, take his out, but yet not tell Carla?
Yeah.
So we don't know how long you're sat there.
No, but enough
to where you had to reheat it.
Yeah, and we do this all in a very short amount of time.
And we're all friends here.
Yeah, we are. It just, I was really kind of taken aback. I was.
You were a little upset.
I was, and I was even, Mike, a bit, I was aghast.
Oh,
I was aghast. Yes, I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was shocked.
Shocked. 702-739-9636. You want to call in? How would you rule in this situation?
Yeah, seriously.
Well, you know, how long does John wait? Or, no, that's not right. He shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
702-739-9636.
All right,
are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Harla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Tommy Lee, if you're a big, big fan, he is putting out two new songs tomorrow. Knock Me Down and Tops are the first two songs off of his upcoming album. The album is called Andro. This was interesting. Pete Townsend, he said that it has taken him 50 years to actually care about bandmate Roger Daltrey.
What?
Yeah. He said, I still perform partly because of my ongoing developing and increasingly affectionate relationship with Roger. But when you look back at where we started, he said, I wouldn't say we despised each other, but we didn't like each other very much and we didn't have much in common. Now we have very little in common, but we really care about each other deeply.
Oh.
So that is...
Well, considering what you've been through.
Yeah, exactly. But that I don't know, that just seemed very odd to me. And Lori Loughlin, she'd like to return to acting after she finishes her prison sentence, whatever that may be. Friends have said she'd love to return to TV. Aww. And she said, you know, people know her. She is an eternal optimist. And she'd also like to tell her side of the story. So, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people would like to hear that.
All right.
You know,
well,
she really hasn't said much.
Lifetime. So how about
we'll
Lifetime?
See. Yes, exactly.
A movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure that's coming up. Give it about 2 weeks, Mike. That's all it takes. By the way, I finally finished from Straight A's to Triple X.
Oh.
And everything went along just as you thought it would, because it's a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Everything was fine.
Okay.
Everything was just fine. That is my take for now. You know what? The weekend's coming up. Why don't you get caught up on our podcasts?
As we were talking about it earlier, little microwave issue. Carla, not really happy and very upset, in fact, that John had actually taken her food out, put his in.
Yes.
And then without notifying her, just left her food there. And we just wanted to know, you know, how people felt about that.
Yeah.
It's like at the laundromat, if you see, if they're, all the dryers are going except for one and there's still clothes in that one.
Right.
But the person isn't there to take them out. Do you take them out yourself and put them in a basket so you can use the dryer?
Exactly. And you brought that up, and Ann said, this is Ann. When I lived in an apartment on Decatur, I had my sheets stolen that way. I know.
Probably a lot of people had stolen them.
She said, pet peeve when someone heats fish at work, of course, and it stinks.
Yeah.
It's rude to take food out of the microwave. You just don't touch someone else's food.
Well, in my defense.
Now,
it was all covered in plastic.
Well,
plus, I was on a time. I had a time frame. I had to be done by 30 after. And I swear I thought I put yours back in the microwave when I was done, but clearly I did not.
No, listen, though. This is funny because Kim said, Carla, you know what? You just need to stay there when your food's in the microwave because others want to use it. You need to apologize to John.
Oh.
I'm sorry, John. But to Kim, I say he didn't stay there either. I put it in. I needed three minutes. Went back. That's kind of like cutting in line, you know?
So do we have to put a sign there now?
Yes. Please don't touch other people's food. And,
yes. Yeah,
all right,
this is a gender-free zone at the microwave.
Right.
And
gender. I appreciate that she's supporting me, but yeah, I don't stay there either just because we are.
That's what I said.
Right. We're not at a place where we can just stand around. Right. We have to be back.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll move again.
We do. We do. It really wasn't. I was very taken aback.
John? She was aghast.
I was aghast.
Now, in John's defense,
for touching your food and tasting it.
See, that,
it's not bad, though. I like what you had.
John's on three different radio stations in this building,
and
so he's on the move.
Bouncing around. I know it.
All right. Anybody else want to judge in on this?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The only morning show I listen to.
96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, it's starting to heat up now. 702-739-9636. And I'm not talking about the food in the microwave. Joe, what's going on?
In regards to your question, absolutely take it out. You know you put it in. You know you're responsible for it. He needs it, wants to use it. And most of all, how does he know that it's yours to go find you and chase?
Oh, he knows.
You?
He knows it's me. Because it's 5 feet away. That's why.
And there's only like four people here.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I still say,
and I have less time than he does.
I say, take it out. Let him get to his. Listen, this is a guy who wants to eat, you know, get his meal in.
Yeah.
This girl that wants to eat?
Oh, you just pipe down, Buttercup.
Okay. Yeah. Listen. Thanks, Joe. Why don't you just get in the kitchen, honey, and take your shoes off, okay?
The men are working here. Yeah.
Bikini season's right around the corner.
With all due respect.
Yes. With all the due respect.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks, Joe.
All right. There's one person.
Uh-huh.
Here you go.
Have a good day, Joe.
Listen, doll.
Yeah.
John's reporting the news.
Oh, okay. You know what? Us dames will just stay away from that technical device out there that we don't know how to use anyhow.
Hey,
oh,
toots.
My gosh.
How about you just make my breakfast for me? Why do I have to do it?
Honey, hold on. Let me move these twins around and take my shoes off. And I'll turn on, what is it called? Oh, a microwave.
I'll be in the newsroom when you want to bring me my breakfast.
That's a high. All right, Mr. Grant.
That's a piece of high-tech machinery.
Yeah. You broads shouldn't be touching that.
Just put your lips in front of the mic. I'll turn it on, turn it off, and you talk when I say.
Because that's what you call electricity.
Okay,
all
you don't want to be messing with that.
Your skirts ain't supposed to be around that stuff.
Oh, anybody else texting in or no? Are you finding any support here?
Well, I did get one.
Okay.
And John, somebody wrote in and said, death by firing squad, taking your food out of the microwave.
Wow.
Too severe? I said, maybe too severe.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. There's a lot going on in the world. Is that really a punishment this day? Death by firing squad?
Yeah, I know. Really? No, too severe.
Okay.
I'm going to wait until he puts his sandwich in.
All right. One more call. Steve, who are you rooting for in this?
John.
Oh.
All right. Way to go, Steve.
Really? Wow.
Bros before.
Yeah, so it's okay, Steve, if somebody just touches your food and takes it out?
No, I would wait there until my food is done and then walk away.
But John and I both have to be on the air, so we put it in, leave, go back.
Well, then maybe you ought to wait until you have time to eat. I mean,
then we aren't eating at all in the morning, then, I guess.
Wait until a music sweep.
Yes, there we go.
John.
Wait until Larry's show to eat.
If you put something in the microwave, you can't wait 30, 40 seconds for it to
Three minutes.
You know what? I'll put on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Next time, I'll let you know that I need, like, the 8-minute version of something.
I just don't think Carla's happy. A lot of people are supporting this.
That's okay.
I didn't realize Stairway to Heaven is now the cooking song for radio, not the bathroom break song anymore.
That's right.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call.
Have a good luck.
Don't worry, people. We have settled the big microwave issue.
We have.
And
we
everybody's
have.
Friends here.
Becky wrote in and said, I love you guys. You make me laugh out loud at least once every morning. Thank you so much. Part of it is because you all sound like you're having such a great time. And we are.
Could you imagine doing this without booze?
Well, no, that's the thing. Thank God for the pandemic and it made it legal.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, I'm sure this was bound to happen and probably has more often than not. A senator in Mexico accidentally went topless in a government meeting when she started changing without realizing she was still logged in into a Zoom chat.
Boy.
Got to be careful.
Yeah, you do. Oopsie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Because you think you're done, you take the shirt off. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're still on. Oh, I'm sorry, boss. I'm so sorry.
People in England mistook a man who was sunbathing nude for a dead body.
Oh, well, okay.
Called the cops. Well, he looked dead.
Hope that never happens to me.
I don't know how old the guy was.
Poke her with a stick. Poke her. See if she's still alive. Oh, my God.
See what happens. All of a sudden. My food's done.
Okay, I'm good. Yeah,
is my food done?
Move. Jeez. Wow. Okay. Oh, well.
You got to have something on.
Yeah.
Like a dish towel or something.
Especially you guys. There are areas you don't want sunburned. I'll tell you that right now. Jeez. Listen, Caitlin Douglas, this is in Australia. She sued her sister and won $170,000. They're twins, too. I didn't know twins sued each other. Mm-hmm. They were driving, and Caitlin's sister crashed after sneezing. I don't mean to laugh. But yeah, you got to be careful. Caitlin suffered a little whiplash, and she sued her sister. I won $172,000. Wow. Yeah. Caitlin is now studying to be a lawyer. I'm not joking.
Seriously?
I'm totally serious. Yeah. Yeah, she really is.
Yeah, I thought all twins were like very together. In sync. And they finish each other's sentences and same thoughts and all that.
Yeah, I object. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. She drove me into a lake. So, wow. And also, Mike, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are hunting for a man who went wild at a Wendy's because the staff forgot to put mustard on his burger.
Even in Canada.
We are looking for a man who, I just picture them.
Yes. Dudley Do-Right.
Yes. 50-year-old man smashed a plexiglass barrier, you know, the ones they have up now for the virus.
Uh-huh.
He was outraged because he loves mustard. They didn't give him any, and he just drove off in his Toyota. So, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, they're after this guy. But, in all fairness, don't you hate when you get home with your food and it's not in the bag?
I mean, something's wrong with
it. Yes. Yeah. Well, there are onions. This is just great. But I wouldn't do that. You know, I don't want the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Yes. It's Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news so you can start your day on the positive side. His name is Stefan Perez, 16 years old. Never expected to become a leader when he set out to, you know, march peacefully in his city of Detroit. Well, he's being commended for his actions by a lot of people, including the mayor.
Stefan, I was watching the video and I saw your leadership. I have tears in my eyes. You are everything that's special about the city of Detroit.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the fact, I ain't gonna lie, we had some police officers walk with us in uniform who stand united with us today. And I'm glad that you do too. Like I said, I just want to make sure everybody get home safe. I'm not gonna lie to you now. We are going to hold more marches and protests, but I'm going to make sure that we are safe, that we end up safe, that I get people home.
He's 16 years old. Like I said, he is an art student. He, the other night, this was just a couple of nights ago, their curfew was 8 p.m., and he had a megaphone, and he was urging everybody to go home so they'd be safe. He got everybody to go, move out of the way, very peacefully. And listen, good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
With everything going on as it is, and it's nice to hear some stories like that.
Yeah.
As opposed to what you're seeing on TV, the destruction and everything else.
Yeah.
You and I will be the first to say you have your right to protest and your voices need to be heard.
Yes.
And our voices need to be heard.
They do. But, you know, don't be a freak and a nut and just go out to, you know, ruin things.
16 years old.
Yeah.
Good for
him. Yes. Listen to Stefan.
And good for the city of Detroit.
Yes, it is.
A nice representative.
Boy, a positive story.
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. 702-739-9636. When we're on the air, just call in.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your version or submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Home, life, auto, find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Recap of the show, saluting seniors as we do.
Yes.
For next couple of weeks or so, graduating in 2020. Bill and Ted's address from San Dimas High School. It's kind of cool to share that.
I love it.
Also, people going out. Yeah. Talked to a few people, got some texts from a few people that went out late last night, early this morning.
Yeah, tomorrow kind of want to talk to some of those employees that are going back to work today.
What was it like for you? Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. So we'll get to that. And microwave etiquette. I think we took care of the problem. I think we solved some.
I
don't
so.
Know.
Okay.
I
really yes, we know. Did, actually. We did.
Good. John actually felt bad. I didn't know.
Okay. It's all good. We got it all cleared up, Mike.
All right. Listen, do have a great day. Wendy Rush coming in next. We're getting ready to start that 96-minute morning music marathon. So whether you're still working from home, at work, in the car, wherever you're listening, enjoy that. She'll keep you company. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.